Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Hi, this is Nick here from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. When we begin to heal our past, we can obtain exceptional personal growth. For more than 20 years now, I've been avoiding knowing myself, running away from myself, from my anxiety and anxiety and also my inner pain. So naturally, I have always been a seeker. You know, a seeker of solutions to my issues and attended all sorts of growth development courses, programs, and all that. So, you know, anything, I've been always a seeker. I've developed programs available, but my inner program has seemed to fall back into the same sabotaging pattern. Even though I've been searching for things, I always seem to be falling back, finding that I'm sabotaging. I find myself back to square one. Have you ever noticed yourself? Have you noticed yourself doing this, always falling back? You know, you think you've got something and then all of a sudden you just go, huh, I'm there again. And it wasn't until I focused my undivided attention to reprogramming my subconscious mind, and I found a way to heal my past memories that caused me to feel stuck and depressed. Yeah, I had many dark moments, as we all do, but I kept just accepting these dark moments as if it was normal. I had a difficult relationship with most people around me, even my close and loved ones. And I struggled with my business, and I just struggled with a lot of things to the point where sometimes I just wanted to give up and get out, ship out. Yeah, I just wanted to give up on everything in life. And that's the end of that one. But, I just wanted to give up and develop. So I just want to give up and everything, but I still push like someone, you know, half alive and without a purpose, and I'm so confused. It was roughly about 10 years ago when I started, you know, really learning about my mind and how my past affected me specifically, and how my subconscious mind controlled. I realized that how my subconscious mind controlled 95% of my thoughts, emotions, actions, and actions based on long-term memories and impressions. Yeah, it's those impressions that make a big difference, that are the trigger. Even though my past experience shaped me into who I am today, they also create the negative and limiting beliefs in me within my subconscious mind. So many of my beliefs, you know, go unnoticed, but they can have a significant impact on all relationships, inner, outer, financial health, and all and any happiness. So I went into reprogramming my subconscious mind, learning about that. So I've used many methods to assist me, but the following five methods or points have allowed me to learn how to rewire my thoughts. So here they are. So by knowing the power of cognitive dissonance, you know, that's beautiful. Knowing how the mind works and how we believe everything we see. Wow, eh? Believing everything we see and everything that's consumed. And you know, isn't it time to stop being the consumer and start thinking about, you know, a different way? So by knowing cognitive dissonance and holds us for the ability also, knowing what cognitive dissonance holds for us, the power of holding, and knowing that, and how now we can have the ability, knowing that I can have the ability, I can reframe our thoughts and emotions. You know, I've been saved from inner turmoil. However, if we look at the first point we need to look at is the ability to identify issues that keep resurfacing for our attention. It shows us how something in us has been triggered again and should not be ignored, but totally exposed to the consciousness, to the surface of our mind and front. The second point, the ability to acknowledge, this is the critical point of self-observation. Let's become acknowledgeable. It's only when we are the witness, when we become the note, when we notice what we need to notice, the noticer, then things change. So at this point, some of us at this point actually hide, shelter, totally avoid the shadows of us. It's the ego pushing us from the reality of bringing something to the consciousness. We've run away. Now, I realize it was time to own up to this shadow parts of us and the parts that get hit, the parts that get triggered. And, and to expose my pains and not purposely just run away and create other problems or addictions in life, in my life. I needed to stop doing that. So I needed lots of long alone time. And this was the hardest part, to recreate the purpose of alone time. A lot of us can't even sit still. We need to speak to that alone time, to the inner self. And the third point, the ability to accept what was. When I realized it was just a past experience, I realized here and in this minute that I only live in the present right now. And I have been given this life to just experiment and experience. And the word is experiment, experience. And, you never know what card you dealt, so you got to play that card. It's okay. There's a beautiful song says that, why fight it? You might even like it. But that's, first you need to expose the stuff to the surface. Yeah. So the point is, the past isn't me unless I will it to be. Yeah. I notice the people around me are suffering at the moment from their past, getting stuck. Now the key is just accept it and move on from it, surrender to it, and also forgive. Forgive all that has happened. It was just an experience. And guess what? Once again, you are not the person that was in the past. Why bring it into the future, into the now? No, even more to the now. Now, the fourth key is this one, the ability to learn. It's our responsibility and birthright to choose to learn something new. That's what we're here for. I searched, for many years for solutions and remedies, mythologies and modules. Finally, I discovered how to heal my past. The simple answer is, are you ready for this? I learned that I can relearn and there is no past, only a future for me. I learned about the power of reframing the mind to keep me in the moment and the future as I realize I'm the conscious creator. We all are. Now, the fourth key is the ability to reprogram my mind or reprogram the mind. Most of us are kept so busy, that we cannot even have the time to practice. It's in the practice, And therefore, we don't even have enough energy to put into this phenomenon of change of life. So like me, I just kept busy chasing elusive dreams that, you know, that only gave me a band-aid solution. And not, it was not really addressing anything, but chasing and grasping to anything that my mind can think. It's like clinging, you know, in these beautiful days, when I'm forced with a negative emotional challenge, I first identify with the source of the emotion and go deep into the root cause of it. I actually speak to that. I speak to the false beliefs associated with anything. I question it. In the past, I was too even busy to question anything. So these days I make a habit to reverse change, you know, from the outside or the inside. I challenge it. Once again, we're too busy not knowing how to challenge, and not too busy to have, you know, to have, give it a chance, give it a chance to sit still and let it to be able to pass you rather than take it by, you know, take you by the throat. You know, I'm always learning. You know, I'm always learning why I hold on to beliefs and where they come from. I speak to this and I bring the issue to the light with the ability of my conscious mind. I pause. And when I ask myself these empowering three questions, how do I feel about this issue when I'm being triggered? When this emotion comes up, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel this way? How does this make me feel about myself? And how true is it? So here comes the answer to my anxiety. And then before you know it, the answers to my anxiety appear. And once I see and understand why the belief exists, and then I work out, well, then the work begins. Then the work begins at reprogramming the mind, yep, for changing it. You know, before I know it, this results in a personal transformation for me. Always transforming, always evolving. You know, our subconscious has no concept of time or other dimensions. So it's possible to go back into time-space and change our perception of past experiences. These are all impressions, just stuck pictures in our mind. Stuck somewhere within our body, within our mind. And just by something that alerts you to it and triggers it to you, and then these false beliefs come in, floating away. Now, for example, for me, my dad would verbally abuse me as a child. My grandfather once visited us. I remember this. My grandfather tried to consult me to become. He thought I wasn't detailed in my handwriting. Yes, I was an abstract child. That's the habit I knew. That's what I did, living through an abstract creative mind. But of course, they didn't understand me. Of course, they were just living with from their own expectations of what I should be like. So I began to believe that I'm not good enough in, you know, that time. I took that personally. That etched a memory. However, when I changed my perception of my memory, I realized that I can now reprogram my belief system for success. I don't mind being imperfect in the perfect world. That's okay. But if I go back to rewiring, or reframing is the key word, reframing our thoughts, I realized that my father also had his own issues to deal with. It was nothing personal. It's just what they perceived and projected from themselves to others. And guess what? We're all trying to save, always trying to protect, right? You're always trying to protect your children, so I understand that. Always trying to improve them. You know, we're totally different people. We can be either abstract or we can be totally direct. So, yeah, we'd understand that. So let me try to summarize now. Oh, how do I summarize this topic? You know, how to heal your mind. I now realize that by healing my past experiences and reprogramming the limited beliefs, I can lead to exponential growth and more fulfilled, purposeful life. I feel that. You know, I get involved and I have an interest in doing things much more than I did before. Before it was like darkness, like this screen that you're seeing behind me. And this impressions that I'm giving you, this screen you're watching, it's just creating pictures for you, which hopefully that some of these impressions stay with you, just like the screen you're watching. So from things have changed for me, I'm actually enjoying doing stuff, fulfilling stuff. My life has turned 100 degrees percent, you know, the other way. If something has triggered or urged, now, one other thing I just want to say, if something's triggered or urged you to follow my story, you know, hopefully that some of these have impressed you. No, I'm most happy to assist you, okay? And so you can reclaim your life from this anxious life. You might be going through some stuff. You might be going through some pain at the moment. It is the growth, but you know, we can help you. We can help you find a solution, make you feel better. Anxiety is not an easy thing to deal with. My team and I are working on a beautiful program. It's specifically designed to assist you to be, you know, to be a cause and not the effect of this life. We will, you know, you will get a chance to eliminate, you know, the self-limiting beliefs, you know, that you consistently practice. Isn't it time to practice something more positive? And isn't it time to learn about reframing your mind? You know, I'm only too happy to assist you to build a calm, free mindset for yourself by helping you understand your conscious and subconscious mind. All you have to do is just to find out more is, you know, just say hello, and this will be on YouTube and other areas of social media. You just say hello and, you know, and we can help. We can help you. So until then, and I wish you a beautiful, beautiful day. And hopefully that we can see each other or come along to one of the programs in the near future. You'll not only be helping yourself, but you'll be helping your family around you, people who are very close to you. And I need you to think about that. I also need you to think one more thing. What is this costing you? What is this costing you to keep holding and not understanding what's going on? This anxiety that keeps triggering for you. Isn't it time to get rid of it? Until then, wishing you all the best. Bye for now.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.